This is WLMU Harrogate, Tennessee, broadcasting at 91.3 FM, streaming worldwide, 91.3 The Gap. And you can follow the radio station if you like at 91.3 The Gap. Speaking of Twitter, I should go ahead and tell who we are first so everybody knows who we are, right?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be. We're the Tri-State Paranormal Investigators. I'm Neil, and with me tonight, as always, is Lonnie and Crystal. And we have JR in. He's our resident Sasquatch / Doomsday Sayer, so he's in as well. So speaking of the radio station's Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter, too, and that's going to be at Tri-State Spirits, if you would like to get a hold of us on there, or which we still haven't got anything done on the Twitter, I don't think.
Because I've never received a password.
I know. That's procrastination. But if you want to get a hold of us on Facebook, you can do so there, too. It's going to be facebook.com/ Tri-State Para. Yeah, that's what it is, Tri-State Para. And if you would like to get a hold of us on an email, you can do so at Yahoo. And that's going to be, Tri-State. It's the last show before our holiday, break. Yeah. So we're getting kind of crazy. But anyway, it's going to be Tri-State_Paranormal@Yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to give us a call here at the station, you can do so that way, too. And the number's going to be 423-869-6331. Took me a minute.
You forgot it all night.
You know, Rufus was in here last week, okay?
And yeah, I heard.
So he's got me. I'm still kind of laughing about some of the stuff he and Crystal sparred upon. but yeah, you can do so, like I said, 423-869-6331. So here we are, another Thursday night. It's 8 o'clock. We're probably going to do an hour tonight since we have some pre-obligations. We're going to kind of a before Christmas party thing, so that's what we're going to do tonight. But exactly. But how's everybody doing, Lonnie? How you been, buddy? You wasn't with us last week. You missed your buddy Rufus.
Yeah, Rufus is all night. I didn't feel like putting up with it. So.
Why do you not like Rufus? What has he done to you personally?
You had 2 hours of Rufus, and you couldn't figure that out.
Chris said she started understanding why you didn't like him.
Exactly. So.
Did you not like Rufus?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
He's great.
Oh, you know? 2 hours of Rufus is more than enough.
JR, buddy, you're on every now and then, and we had you on tonight, man, for this special Doomsday kind of a thing, since we're not going to be here for next Thursday, the Thursday before that Friday, right, is the 21st, for the whole, what is that, the Mayan calendar Doomsday 2012 phenomenon?
So do we get ready for Christmas, or do we get ready to end all?
To hear JR, we need to do Christmas the 20th.
Apparently, yes, we do.
So what was you going to say?
It's shenanigans. It's Doomsday shenanigans.
It is. It is warm.
It's Y2K over again. It's all it is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how you not believe that, Dara? It's not just Y2K all over again.
Tell us why you think that it's going to end.
Well, mainly it's not. It's because it's not made by man. There's probably nothing we can do.
It's not made by man.
Made by woman.
You mean the Mayans were not men?
They could have
been
aliens.
Well, what do you think exactly is going to happen?
They're men aliens.
Are they Mennonites?
They're eunuchs.
That's what happened to them.
That's exactly what happened to them.
That's why they fluttered away into non-existence, I guess.
Hey, I kind of want 2013 to come, too. There's a lot of good movies coming out.
Ah, yeah, you were talking about the movie. Yes, there is. Man of Steel.
Yes.
I am excited about Man of Steel. I really am. It looks cool. Anyway.
So, and World War Z, it's going to be awesome.
I haven't seen the previews yet.
Watch
the
previews, it's good. It'll be good. The book was awesome. So.
And the new Evil Dead.
Yeah.
That's
going to be awesome.
Probably stupid.
Are they filming it in Morristown?
That place is gone.
Yeah, but I mean, you would think for, just
nostalgic reasoning.
Yeah, or like just poops and giggles, they should.
They could film it in my backyard.
Red Dawn's actually on in Middlesbrough. I'd like to go watch it.
I wouldn't. You know why I wouldn't?
The old was no
good. Thor is on it.
Yeah.
Thor.
That
I know,
on it.
But you know what?
And he's like 40, and he's not even American.
I know. That's what I was going to say. It's so funny because he's Australian, and it's like fighting for American soil.
Is he Aussie?
Yes.
I had no idea.
He was a bad Thor too.
He was a
but
tiny
he's good
Thor,
looking.
Are they fighting the Chinese or the Koreans?
The Chinese.
It's the,
I think.
Koreans. North
is it the
Korea.
Is it the yeah. Koreans?
It
kind of
sounds like that
Chinese
game Homefront. If you ever played it?
You know what it's like. Red Dawn from the 80s.
that was no good in general.
That was called Red Dawn because it was Russians.
Well, yeah. North Korea, their flags is red as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Red Dawn. Exactly.
It's not?
So, did they change it within the last?
I don't know.
No, it's like
It depends on who you look at. There's a North and a South Korea.
Yeah, but the South and the North is totally different.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. They hate each other.
Yeah, they do.
They're not too buddy-buddy.
They're feuding, as Rufus would say.
Feuding, yes, they are.
From what I heard, though, they might merge with China, the northern one.
No, that's not going to happen. Who cares? Anyway.
Yeah. 2012. Woohoo.
I don't think one's going to give up their command to the other one.
China, wasn't that Kim Jong Il or whatever the dude's name is or whatever? Didn't he like die recently?
Yeah. And then.
Yeah, that old dude.
Was it China?
That old dude.
That old Asian guy.
That's JR's answer for everything.
Which one has the young son that took over?
That's him.
It's it.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to give up his command and his power to China, and I don't see China giving up for him.
Well, 2012 will happen. They're going to have to do something.
Well. Speaking for the gamers in the room, which is myself, Lonnie, and JR. JR probably a little more than Lonnie and I these days, but I still hang in there every now and then. A lot of the gaming people are from Korea. So, I mean, if they did that, you know, China, didn't the Republic of China not allow, like, gaming like that over there? And like,
they allow gaming.
They allow gaming?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
there's
something like, what is it? Is
like
it, is
all
it
those WoW gold
social
things?
Thing?
And leveling up
That's
things.
Korean, though, isn't it?
Some of it. A lot of it's in China, too.
But what about, isn't it like some kind of a social kind of a network thing? They're not allowed to have a social kind of
a
thing?
Yeah, like Facebook and stuff. Okay. Really, I mean,
it was something like
they're
that.
They're only allowed to have one child, too.
There's like 60 blue billion of them, yeah.
It needs to be that all over the world anyways.
They used to have a one-child policy, but it's kind of bad luck if you have a girl before a boy.
Yeah, but I heard that, I seen a special on TV, if they have a girl, they kind of just sell them to the black market so that they can have a son.
Wake up, Lottie.
No.
Yeah, sometimes, they used to kill them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of
I don't understand why girls are just as good as
in China,
men.
Too. Here pretty soon, they'll be removing dog from the menu.
Yeah, I hope
that's
they do.
Awful. They should. Have you had cat yet, Joe?
No.
I know how. See, I know. I can tell you how they can to settle that situation. They want the male child to carry on the family name.
Okay.
All they have to do is, just like the U.S., the women keep their names. So they could have, why can't the kids carry on the women's family name?
Mm-hmm.
Who says that men should come before women?
Mm-hmm. Lonnie?
2012 ain't going to happen. Shenanigans.
It will. He won.
What?
Okay, now, JR, let's explain what's going on with 2012. What's supposed to happen in 2012? What was the original
view
of everybody, and then it's changed and it's morphed into
it's
something else? What's
like
going
a thousand
on?
Times. At first, you know, if you watch the 2012 movie, they said the Earth, the crust, would, you know, Earth crust displacement where the crust kind of slides, and the crust would fall in. Supervolcanoes would go off. Volcanoes would go off. There'd be earthquakes everywhere.
Well, we're actually having a bunch of earthquakes around here lately.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen now? Walmart not closed?
Then it changed. Have you ever watched that movie, Knowing?
No. Yes.
With Nicolas Cage in it?
Kind of stupid.
Well, that was another theory, that the Earth could send out a super flare and roast the Earth.
I think all it's going to happen is Walmart's going to close for an hour.
If Walmart shuts down, that would really, that would shut the whole city down.
That end of the world, Walmart closes, world's over.
Yep.
That's awful. I don't ever go to Walmart. I try.
And I really wouldn't go to Walmart if they had armed guards on the top of it, Walmart and inside of it. I mean, what if the power did go out? There's going to be people in there looting like crazy.
Well, apparently you could live inside a Walmart.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing if zombies come.
Yeah, tell your plan, Jared. Let's just give it out there to all our listeners.
Yes.
Well, if anyone is, you know, that's my plan. I'm going to Wally World.
How are you? You're going to Walmart, seriously?
With everybody else?
Come, yeah.
You could live at
Walmart. We're talking about 2012.
Yeah, but zombies
could happen, too.
Think about it. Zombies could happen as well. Look at all this year, all those people doing bath salts and turning into zombies and cannibals and crazy.
I don't think
they're necessarily turning into this, like, weird, like, subhuman kind of species. All it is they're,
so
like,
they're not
weird
chuds?
And tripping out. Yeah, they're not chuds.
I think that was a decision.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
They turned into zombies for something that they done awesome. To themselves, not something that the universe done to them.
Yeah, all it is just them, like, a bad trip, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as that. It's not.
Yeah, but it could be a chemical that someone's testing out secretly.
Bath salts?
You never know. Yeah.
Would you I've tested this out in my tub.
Would you test it?
Your skin.
If somebody said, take this and you're going to turn into a zombie and eat your buddy, would you still test it?
No.
Okay. Then if, well, these
listen,
people all
here's
know.
The thing. If you've seen half of his friends, would you eat? Yeah, you would not eat his buddies
no.
either.
No.
You'd probably die of poison.
Something. Something. So I don't see the zombie thing coming from 2012.
No.
If anything, we may. JR seems to believe that we're, you know, the solar, all this stuff or whatever. And Crystal was talking earlier before the show that there's going to be 3 days of darkness. That scientists and NASA.
Mass hysteria.
Right. You know, but.
That was one of the predictions of the Mayans, that it would be 3 days of darkness.
3 days of a solar eclipse.
Right.
Well, but, my daughter was reading an article somewhere, supposedly a news article, that said that the scientists confirmed that there was going to be 3 days of darkness, and that's it for people not to panic. And I don't
but
even
you
know
look at that too,
if
though,
I believe
we
that.
Had three eclipses this year. We're going to have one more, and that's going to be the moon. We had one, the transition of Venus, which was considered one, but really didn't affect us. And then we had a small one with the moon, and it didn't affect us. And now we're supposed to have a big one.
So how do you know this?
How's that
going to
affect us? You do realize in Alaska, okay, in Alaska and some of those northern places, like, you know, parts
it's
of California.
30 days of night.
And sunlight for 30 days.
Right, you know, and they live just fine. I mean, it's not
called,
complete.
What's it
and
called, white
utter,
night?
It's not really complete darkness, but it's like dusk or right before dawn or right before nightfall is what it's like. So it's not complete darkness, and I don't think we'll have complete darkness.
And
either.
You know, and honestly, you're okay as long as the Draculars don't come after you.
Yeah, the Draculars. That's all. So
the Draculars can't stand the daylight, and the Draculars are going to get you if it's night.
I like nighttime; it don't bother
That's
me
what
at
I'm
all.
Saying.
But what you were—it's called the solstice. That's what you were talking about. You mm-hmm. asked what it was called or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
the solstice.
Winter solstice.
Yeah, and
the
summer.
It's the first day of winter.
And 21st. There's a summer solstice as well. But I just don't see, you know, like I was saying, JR seems to believe that because of the solar flares that we're going to, like, lose the electricity forever. If anything, I'm thinking we might get a glitch.
A small power outage.
I don't even think there would be a power outage. If there's a power outage, I'm thinking it would be, like, in very, very small places, even smaller than where we live. So I don't think it's going to be like a big, big deal. That's just my personal belief anyway.
Yeah, it could. You never know.
But this is just like Y2K. That's what it is. Everybody's
oh, yeah.
doing this.
Everybody's
you know?
Getting prepared, going and buying their stuff.
There's even been some people saying they're going to kill themselves the 20th.
That's just your freaks. I mean.
I believe that the power will go out. I don't want to kill myself.
Why would
I
you?
I want to see what happens. I'll be standing on my porch going.
Yeah, the power's out. Yay.
Yay.
I
well,
ain't got to pay the power bill no more.
If something's going to happen and they're going to kill themselves, they can get in line in front of me then because I don't want to kill myself.
It's you know, this is going along with that one guy, the Reverend guy out of California earlier this year, and he tried to say something was going to happen in June.
Give me all your houses.
And they did.
Yeah. Give me your cars.
Well, what was that one that said that the aliens were coming or something, and he had all them people kill themselves? Do you remember that one?
They drank the Kool-Aid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Unless you make the Kool-Aid, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
That's just your fanatics.
There's a large gathering.
I'm here to say, if you think the world's going to end the 21st, and you want to go ahead and give me your car, your house, your money.
We'll take it freely.
I'll take it. I'll take care of it.
There's going to be a lot of disappointed people the next day when they're still here and they got all their bills that's due and they spend all their money.
Darn it, I got to go to work today.
Yeah.
That's going to be most people's hope. I ain't got to work
that's
tomorrow.
That's probably why everybody's going to kill themselves.
I'd have definitely called in the next day. I can't make it in world ended.
I don't think we took Y2K too seriously either. I know JR and Lonnie and I were together at the time with a few other people. I don't remember it very well.
There's a lot of beers.
There was many.
I think the biggest thing with that, though, they just predicted that the computers would shut down.
But think about it.
The computers were fixed like 20 years before that even happened.
But see, if the computer would have like malfunctioned, could you imagine what would have happened? I mean, seriously, JR, I mean, even like 2000, I mean, we just had started getting into the computer age. We're like crazy right now with computers, you know.
Yeah.
Everything. Cell phones, computers.
Get your brand new iPod and the internet go out.
Yeah.
What? I can't play my Angry Birds.
That's ridiculous.
No more Angry Birds for me.
Charge your battery really good. You'll have at least 12 hours.
My lady likes Angry Birds. Brittany, she likes Angry Birds. Mm. She plays that Star Wars Angry Birds.
I don't like birds in general.
Yeah.
You don't like whales either.
I hate whales and birds. Neil, quick, give me the birds.
That was just one bird.
Me and a lot of friends have been sitting there plotting and planning what we would do.
You and your two friends?
Yeah.
And my two friends. You guys.
Right, that's one more than I have.
As in, she was there every now and then. Yeah.
You guys collectively have a brain. A brain span of a 3-year-old.
Collectively.
Be my luck. Oh, I would be stuck in a room closed in for months with the one person I hated the most.
Carl.
Smell good.
I don't really hate him.
Yeah.
Just don't want to be stuck in a room with him.
Okay. I don't know. I just don't. You know, I've been hearing this word a lot because of this whole nonsense about the 2020. I'm saying it's nonsense, okay? I don't think anybody needs to go out and do all this stuff. I don't even
think about it, really.
Pseudoscience. I have heard that a lot. Pseudoscience.
Everybody reads all these articles and they're freaking out, and I'm like, okay,
but
really?
But the weird part is the Mayans truly didn't say the world would end.
It's just the calendar.
Remember when I was telling you earlier, I was like doing some research.
All they said was their gods were going to come back.
Well, I didn't read that. The part I read was where it's going to be a new beginning for, you know, a transition for us, which I kind of understand the whole if their gods came back or what have you. You know, I understand that as a transition, obviously, you know, or even transcending for that.
But a lot of people actually believe that their gods was aliens. So.
Well, that's what, yeah. I don't see it. I don't see it.
There has been a lot of talk, you know. If you look on TV, like Discovery and all those, you know, little channels, will we survive first contact?
How do you know we've not already had first contact?
Roswell.
Yeah. You think our government's going to tell us?
Anybody here know who E.T. Art Bell is?
I know the radio show, yes.
He had a person call in. When he was doing an Area 51 thing, and he set up a line just for people that supposedly worked there, and the entire power was shut out to the town.
I remember I was listening to one. I don't know if it was you that sent it to me, or someone had sent something to me. It was from the Art Bell show. Yeah. And there was a guy who was like actually scared for his life, and then he just
all you hear is shut it down.
Yeah. Well, didn't Art Bell have the guy that technically traveled back in time and talked to him too? So I mean, it just tells
John
you what
Tater.
Kind of, it shows you the kind of radio show this is, you know. So
there was a guy that called in on the Art Bell show,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only reason they figured out the Y2K bug even happened.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah, but supposedly in his time it did.
And it was shenanigans, so he was wrong.
Well, if it happened in his time, how did he travel back?
Because eventually the world got along.
And they got their computers back.
If aliens came right now to come down here and kill us, the world would work together because we have a common enemy now. Even Reagan said that.
We'd fight
President
each other.
Reagan said that.
We have a lot of common enemies, but they still don't get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we had an outside, you know, enemy coming, because they're going to come here and probably kill us all.
They could all come together to get rid of them while they're at the same time plotting to get rid of each other.
Well, here's the thing, though. If that happened, sure, we may try to buddy up with them or whatever, but just think about it. If these quote-unquote aliens who come back to kill us all or to make us their subordinates or what have you, okay, if they come back and we did try to, like, buddy-buddy with all the rest of the nations of the world, and if they can do the intergalactic travel, man, our weaponry couldn't touch them.
It would be Bambi versus Godzilla.
Yeah, we wouldn't even literally make a nothing.
There wouldn't be no Independence Day.
That's what I was just getting ready to say.
We need Will Smith. If this happens, we'll get a hold of Will Smith, and he will hook us up.
He could beat him up with his fist.
Yeah, and you remember he punched that one? What's that smell?
And look, if the Mayan gods did come back, if they had that kind of travel back when we were still working with stones, imagine what they have now.
Exactly. And you know, I understand. I've watched a lot of that. What is that called? It comes on the History Channel.
Ancient Aliens.
That. You know, I've seen a lot of that. A lot of the things, how they've built these, like, huge things, and there's no way they could have been able to do that with their tools of the time.
Or they had
the
pictures,
you know,
and carved into the, like, the cave walls and stuff of, like, flying saucers and, mm-hmm. and stuff. I mean, where did they get that all the way back there?
If you look at the Black Plague, people reported things flying around releasing gas, and then the Black Plague would hit that town and everyone would die.
You have to remember the Black Plague, when the Black Plague happened, though. It was like around the Renaissance.
Yeah.
That was forever and ever ago. I mean, we're talking like Knights at Round Table kind of Camelot junk. So, I mean, I don't know. I just don't. I don't see it. Now I do understand. Like I said, I'm open minded about anything. Okay, but I do. I go in with a thought process. I'm not going to automatically say yes, it's happening. I'm not going to automatically say no, it's not. I see things on both sides. That, yeah, okay. Well, that 1 + 1 does equal 2 on that one. You know. So I mean, I understand that, but I just don't see how it's going to do anything. I don't see that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But whatever. With that, we're probably going to take us our first break. We'll be back right here in a few moments. JR, you scare me. This is the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. I'm Neil, and with me tonight is Lonnie, Crystal, and we have JR in too. Crystal, you have something for us?
Yes. Support for WLMU comes from the Cumberland Gap Tavern, located across the street from the Iron Furnace. You'll find free Wi-Fi and Sunday night football. They serve up to 10 beers on tap and over 24 bottled beverages, including domestic, imports, malt beverages for the ladies with daily specials, and now micro of the moment, different craft beers that are featured weekly with a delicious section of fresh-made and locally supplied foods to choose from their menu. Along with eats and drinks, you'll find a jukebox with over 3 million songs, holiday and costume parties, darts, pool, and flat-screen TVs that will feature LMU home basketball games carried live. They're open Monday through Saturdays from 5 p.m. to midnight, and now on Sundays from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. The Cumberland Gap Tavern, a favorite gathering place for locals, the LMU community, and tourists. You can also like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Their phone number is 423-869-9707. James Cornelius, proprietor, a friendly and easygoing tri-state business that is 21 and up. That's the IDs. And Neil, quit eating my potato chips while I'm reading.
Could you hear that? I'm sorry.
Yes, I could.
Okay. I want to apologize for the chip crunching. But
that he stole.
But, JR, well, you were saying something about if we make it past this, there's something else coming up. What is this? I want to hear this. Something about 2029?
Okay, there's you can even look on NASA.org, and they'll tell you that December, sometime in the year 2029, there is an asteroid called Apophis. That's coming. And it's supposed to be pretty much closer than the satellites we put up there.
So it's not a direct path to us. It's just craziness?
Well, I don't really trust NASA. I don't really trust anything through the government.
Why is that?
Because they always mess up. Notice FEMA?
FEMA helps people, right?
Yeah, sure.
Supposedly.
They show up a day late, dollar short.
Yeah.
What's the thing about FEMA? What is that, Joe? What are you talking about?
Supposedly FEMA camps, kind of like concentration camps.
Nah.
Good Lord.
Wow.
So what you're saying is if we survive on the 21st, then we can look forward to a...
Apophis.
Okay.
In 2029.
Wow.
It's either 2029 or 2030.
That's a long time away. I ain't worried about that.
Yeah.
I'll be
might
dead
not be
by
here.
Then.
Yeah.
I'll be dead by then. Sure of it.
If not... Maybe we'll still have our show by then.
Maybe.
Chris, you should have never brought those chips in there.
I know.
So good.
I know.
Ew,
I
salt and vinegar, by the way. Salt and vinegar.
Ew.
My favorite.
It's good stuff. Ew. Try one, Joe.
No.
Try it.
You don't
stuff.
Know
you
what
might
you're
like
missing.
It.
Try it. You might like
she
it.
She loves those. They're nasty.
No.
I hate salt and vinegar chips.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
He tried it. He didn't like it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, 2029. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans has been called all night tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't believe in it.
Nor do I. So, hey, did you get to hear the show last week, JR, with Rufus on here?
No.
He actually spoke highly of you. He really did. He spoke real highly of you.
Did he now?
He did.
I think you're telling tales.
No, no. He actually spoke very highly of you.
Paranormal.
So, you know, he did. He really did.
I didn't listen to it.
You really like Chris, though.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah. I'm his favorite.
Lonnie's over here, like, having a conversation. I need to. Maybe I should turn his mic off. There we go. Turn his mic off. Now he can speak.
We can still hear him.
Through you?
Lonnie needs no mic. I think he has a question.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what is it? Do we have a question? What is the question?
About the polar shifts.
The polar shifts. Okay, hang on. Just who did you ask who was calling?
No, I didn't.
Okay, we'll try to key this up here and see if we can do it. Let's see.
Tip line.
Yeah. I think it's... Hi, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, get away from the computer or the radio. Maybe it'll help a little bit. We got a big echo here.
There we go.
Okay, what's your question? Who is this, by the way?
This is Travis.
Okay, what's up, Travis?
I was one of the. I was calling to ask you about polar shifts that we heard from NASA here lately.
What do you know about that, Jared? Do you know anything about the polar shifts?
Well, supposedly the North and South Pole were supposed to, you know, realign themselves.
That's supposed to be what's going to cause the 3 days of darkness.
So what is it?
Something all, it's all tied in together somehow.
Well, go on, Joe.
But
what is it?
NASA's really, you know, twitchy on the subject. Have you ever heard of this? It's a show, and it's on the BBC. They were making a show called Polar Shift. But NASA was like, no, you can't. You'll have to call it something else to put it on there. It's called Horizon. It's like a show that's been on BBC for years.
No, I don't
and
watch BBC.
NASA wouldn't let them say polar shift.
Really?
So they had to call it something else.
So now what exactly happens again with the polar shift? What happens?
You know the magnetic north and south, yes. Right? They're supposed to switch.
So wouldn't that pretty much kill humanity anyway?
No. We wouldn't even feel it. This is magnetic. But see, a lot of people believe that during the polar shift, when it happens... You know, our magnetic sphere disappears because it has been getting weaker. They did find big holes in it.
And what is the what happens with that when that happens? If the
well, the sun bombards us every day
mm-hmm.
with radiation.
Okay.
Imagine all that radiation hitting you because there's nothing throwing it away in space.
Oh. So technically, you need to hide until it's done.
Major sunburn.
Yeah, major sunburn.
But I mean, it's not going to like unless
Friday.
You're outside, right?
No, the radiation would go right through your house.
Oh, okay. So that's what you see. Yeah,
like
I've never heard of that.
Next
I didn't know
to a
that.
Very big nuclear power plant right inside of it.
I see. Okay.
Next to the bars. Hold it.
Well,
on.
Did that answer your question, Travis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, buddy, well, appreciate you calling.
You come.
See you now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's neat. See, I never heard of that. I had no idea that was even, you know, possible, you know, the whole polar shift. Because I thought if the polar shifts shifted, I thought that
I think it's like their biggest argument right now. That's what's going to happen.
I think that's the article that's going on about the 3 days of night or whatever.
No, that would mainly be from where the sun is
but
blocked.
It's all
the sun's getting blocked by the moon.
Yeah, but it's all wrote into the same article. They discussed the polar shift and all
that
together.
But isn't that the ozone layer, the same thing that you're talking about, sort of?
What?
Where the massive, it keeps the radiation off, isn't it? Like the ozone layer too, isn't that part
no,
of it too? That's
no,
just the rays, right?
That's just to keep the oxygen in.
Ah,
the ozone
I see.
Layer. That's all it's used for.
So yeah, I had no idea of this. I didn't know nothing about
it. It does
that.
Kill UV rays. It slows them down, so they don't hurt us.
As long as we all just don't start floating off, we'd be fine, right?
No, the Earth would have to stop, literally, for that. And then the inner core that's spinning would have to stop.
Right, well, I don't see any of that happening, so. I don't know. I didn't know that about the polar shifts or anything. I really didn't.
I don't follow any of it.
You know, that's me. No news is good news, right?
Yeah.
Because we are society driven on, you know, fear anyway.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
I mean, if all news is going to be bad news.
I didn't pay much attention to it, but the ones that are following this 1221 are freaking out, and they just keep reading me all these articles about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I know about most of it.
See, I have never heard that. I had no idea about that. It just totally blew my mind, anything about that. So, it was just blowing my mind. I don't know. I guess we got another colleague might have been going to the wrong place or something. But anyway, that's pretty amazing. I mean, that really is. But I honestly thought, so I don't even know what it is. Well, what, we got another question?
Hang on just a second.
We got somebody else again? What's that?
We do, so.
Okay, let me try to... See if I can get this up here again. I'm getting. I found out something about the board tonight. I'm finding out more about it. It looks like. Let's see. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, who's calling?
Jasmine.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Do you guys think that global warming is a myth?
That's a broad question. What do you think about that, Joe? You follow all this.
I think it is a myth. Literally.
Why do you think it's a myth?
Because if carbon, you know, the oxide caused the ozone layer to thin, and it wasn't because of the sun that, you know, the weather's getting hot. If you look on Mars and all the other planets like Jupiter, they're all starting to warm up. So the aliens have some big UFOs releasing a lot of CO2.
What do you think about it, Jasmine? What do you think about the global warming? Do you believe it is real?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, what do you think about this, Lonnie? Do you?
I think it's fake because it's cold outside.
Well, you know, here's the thing about that, though. The thing that gets me about that, I mean, look at this. I mean, I spoke about it last week. I told you about it separately, Lonnie, because you weren't here last week. But there, I mean, the warm weather is even keeping the bears out, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know?
It's just freaky weather.
So I don't know. It could be, it couldn't be, you know? Well, as JR said, it could be 2012. Do you have any other questions, Jasmine? No.
Do you think that the polar shift is really going to happen?
Yeah, we just had that question, actually, and no, we don't. I think they're saying it is, right, Joe? They said it is going to happen, or they think
we are overdue for one.
Right, right.
The last time it happened was the Great Flood in the Bible. That's all we know.
Right.
And it is overdue a lot.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
I don't
Santa
know.
Claus won't let it. He won't his head, he won't his house on the other side.
That's what it is. Well, Jasmine, we appreciate you, Kyle, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that's pretty neat, but yeah, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I guess it's not really considered paranormal per se, you know. I mean, but you know, it's a good question to answer anyway. So that's pretty neat.
You know, pretty much, I'm going to believe anything I see. So once I see it, I'll start believing it.
Right, right.
And another thing, I actually do think we kind of need the reset. You got zombies walking around with their heads in their phones.
Well, you know, it's
if
true.
If we could go just a little bit without it and get back in tune with nature. It wouldn't hurt us anymore.
Well, I agree with you on that. I mean, where we're at right now, we can grow a garden. We know how to do this. But if you take someone that's like in one of the bigger cities, I mean, even closer to us, like in Knoxville or even like in Lexington, some people probably wouldn't know how to do a garden. But everybody in here knows how to do a garden. They can garden.
Well, probably. Most people can. Not everybody.
Most people around here can hit in these mountains and live off of them, you know.
Exactly.
Or know somebody that can to do it
exactly.
for them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Shows
well,
them.
That's one reason that they don't really take a lot of the people in this area to this local prison we have here, because they know they can escape and survive in the mountains.
Yeah.
So that they'd send them off to other places, LaGrange or what have you, you know. So, but yeah, I don't know. I'll agree with you on that, though. I don't agree with you much, you know that. We like to argue, but for the sake of arguing, I guess.
Agree to disagree.
Well, pretty much, but. But I do agree with you.
The last polar shift was what they wrote about in the Bible, the Great Flood.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't just the Bible they wrote about it. The Egyptians talked about it. A bunch of, even the Mayans.
Do you think it has anything to do with, sorry.
Salt and vinegar.
With the earth sounds?
Maybe. It could be a lot of pull on the earth.
What do you think the earth sounds are, Joe?
It's probably a lot of energy being released from the earth's crust. And it's going up into our magnetic sphere and our ozone and all that.
Right.
And probably just bouncing around, creating weird sounds.
Oh, we'll see.
Earth has a gas bubble.
A weather balloon.
Yeah.
If you
belching.
Actually look at it, before an earthquake, it releases a lot of energy and it creates rainbow clouds.
Well, you started before the show talking about the birds dying and the fish and all that.
Yeah, there was, at the beginning of the year, there was like tons of birds all over the planet just falling dead. Fish, dolphins, turtles, even some land mammals just fell over dead.
What do you think caused that?
You don't think it's man-made? I believe it's man-made.
I don't think it's man-made.
I believe it is. Or would it be something with the whole polar shifts?
It could be, because, you know, the animals do use that to migrate and all that. It could have just confused them because it's starting to shift. It is starting to shift. It is moving.
Right.
They know that, barely. But if it does really move really fast, you're looking at a lot of earthquakes.
What about tidal waves and stuff?
Possibly.
Well, I'll say one thing for sure right now. I mean, we have had a couple of earthquakes. I mean, just tiny little rumblings. And I mean, I didn't even realize I had one.
Three of them in this area.
Recently.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually outside when one happened. I didn't know what it was.
If you look at it, we are sitting on one. It's the biggest fault. Yeah.
It's even bigger than San Andreas or whatever.
I think it's called like the New Madrid or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. But
and even scientists will tell you if it goes off, it'll be a 14 on the Richter scale.
Right, right.
Because it's been waiting so long to go off, and they did think it was kind of asleep, but recently it's woke up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, we've had three really close within the last vicinity in our area. And then before that, I can remember one other one before that, like in maybe the mid-90s possibly, and then maybe one more in the 80s.
I think Morristown had one last year maybe was felt.
Right.
And you look, the New Madrid, a long time ago, I think it was 17-something, it went off and it actually crumbled a couple mountains.
Really?
And that was just a little burp.
We didn't need those mountains anyways, apparently.
Well, you know, they talk about it too. You know, this area has been hit by a lot of craters as well. I mean, like
meteors.
Yeah. Make craters. That's what Middlesbrough is.
Yeah.
Middlesbrough is a big crater.
Mm-hmm.
They actually did a special about it one time, like on the local news or something.
And the worst thing to be really afraid of is if a super volcano goes off. Be very afraid.
Well, if you got kryptonite.
Yellowstone National Park is.
Yeah, and it is rising. And once they say it rises more than 10 feet, and it's already at like 4.
Mm-hmm.
Once it reaches 10 feet above where it is, it will go off.
I don't think that we have to worry too much about that.
No. Everything within a 2,000-mile radius, 1 out of 10 people will survive. The rest will be fried.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the ash that comes up, right, and goes in the sky, eventually it has to fall. And when it falls, that ash is over 2,000 degrees.
I wonder how many people is going to have nightmares tonight.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. Just realize and know, everybody who's listening, this is the point of view of JR.
Doomsday prophecy.
And if you're any kind of a fan of our show, you know what JR is. He is a doomsday sayer as well. So it's not saying any of this is going to happen.
That is science, though, and it is overdue. A lot of stuff, you would be surprised at how little bit of a thread we live by.
We do. I mean, we're not promised.
We can't say
tomorrow.
It won't happen, but we can't say it will.
Exactly. So, you know, this is just one of those shows for entertainment as well. You know, we're doing this show.
His opinion.
So,
we
all have
cause mass hysteria.
Yeah. We're going to leave out here and people's going to be at Walmart.
Yeah. Please don't pass.
They're going to be at Walmart anyway.
They should give us a certificate because their sales are going to skyrocket.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But that's about it for us tonight. We only got like 45 seconds. We'll go ahead and cut on out. But, hey, thanks for listening tonight. And like I said, this is the last show until the holiday break. So we'll probably be back. What day was it?
The 3rd, day after my birthday.
Yeah, the 3rd, day after your birthday. We will actually 30. Wish you a happy birthday on
that's
that day.
That's if the electronics are still
running.
If the electronics are still running. So, yeah, so that's what we'll do. But we want to thank everybody again for listening tonight. And this has been the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. Like I said, we'll be back probably January the 3rd, as Lonnie said. So we'll see you then if the world's still standing, unlike JR's doomsday sayer. So what we'll do, we'll go ahead and cut on out of here. And like I said, thanks for listening. And remember, if it's out there, we'll find it.